Starburns Avenue, a podcast network.
Hello, and welcome to Two Filthy Nerds, special Halloween edition. It's JMS here with my special spooky co-host, Samantha Hale.
Ooh, that's the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
I mean, yeah, it's a low bar.
Thanks, but... Boo. I know. Well, you know.
Because I'm a bully.
Everything's a low bar in the world at the moment, so.
I mean, thank God. I can finally reach them. you guys, we're excited. We just watched Halloween 2, so... FYI, we will be back soon with Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. We're going to kick that off. Nicole will be back soon. I know you guys are missing her.
I miss her too.
Yeah, we all miss her. And we send her all our love and well wishes. And we'll be back with Harry Potter fun. But in the meantime, we are on a bender.
Let's get this spooky girl.
That's right.
To come in.
Yes, we got to get this weird witch.
Thank
Nancy
you.
Nancy from the fucking...
Did you say Charmed?
Yes.
Oh my God. You're going to have to get out of the house right now. Charmed is adorable and it's lovely, but it's not the craft.
I think I have dementia. Okay. I literally couldn't think of it. I was like, oh no, it escaped me. It's probably trauma kicking that out of my brain. It's
well,
like,
you know,
dude, the snakes in that, we don't have time.
Oh, they're so good.
I have a thing about snakes.
I love snakes.
Every time I see a snake in a dream, somebody dies. Someone I know dies.
Okay, can you not dream about snakes, please?
Yeah, I'll try not to. I had a psychic once tell me, it actually should be comforting. It's like a message from the spiritual world. I'm like, well, it's not.
Okay, well, do you know what a Native American shaman told me once? He gave me my animal spirits, and guess what they were? I had two, apparently.
A snake and an owl.
Snake and a spider.
I'm not a psychic. Damn it.
Close.
A spider?
Spider.
Huh.
I was so excited. I'm like, I'm going to be a horse and a wolf or a lion and a leopard. It's going to be so cool. And he's like, no, you're a snake and a spider.
Yeah, I mean, that checks out. You're the Halloween girl.
Thanks so much. I know.
Oh, you thought you were going to be a horse? Yeah, right. You're too dark.
I know.
I'm surprised you weren't a scorpion.
I know. You weren't going to be Seabiscuit.
Like, what did you think was going to happen?
You were going to be Arachnophobia the whole time. Another movie you probably haven't seen.
You know what? I rented it from when I was a little kid. You could ride your bike to this. It was called the Country Store. It was in Southern Mississippi.
Clever.
And it was just a gas station, but it also had like, you could rent movies.
Oh, wow.
And I rented it. And I made it like 10 minutes in. And I was like, why did I think that this is why? Who let me unsupervised go rent a movie?
Oh, it's so good. John Goodman is so good.
John Goodman is good in everything. He's great. He's a good man.
He really
Goodman.
I see what you did there.
Is that where that last name came from?
Possibly. I mean, he might be a real jerk in real life. Who knows? But he seems quite lovely.
Oh, it'd be devastating.
I know.
You know, like when you hear someone's an asshole, you're like, not that
person.
You're
like, not that guy.
No.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, really quick, we're going to bitch about the Halloween season theme stuff because with COVID, you know,
every day is Halloween.
I mean, really, it is. It's a fucking horror film.
Every day you wear a mask.
It's true. At least we're all ready for Halloween.
Yeah.
And you can do it cheaply. Just put your mask on.
Yeah.
Do you normally go to like the Halloween Horror Nights?
Oh, God, yeah.
All of them?
Absolutely. So I'm kind of having withdrawals right now. I would have been to like three by now.
Yeah, I've had some of the memories pop up. Because I will say, for as little of the movies as I've watched, I've gone to like Halloween Horror Nights. The thing is I go into these
houses. Wait, you can have actual people jumping out at you, but like you're scared of movies?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't leave the park without getting like skid marks in my underwear.
My plan this year was just to bring the fold-up travel-size squatty potty and carry it with me through every haunted house.
Fantastic.
And half the houses I go into, like, I'm probably not as impressed as some people because I don't know what the movie's about. So
well,
I'm not
true.
Like,
wow,
well, they really brought this to life.
That's true.
The only thing I recognized, I went last year and the only thing I recognized was someone was playing Rick Moranis from Ghostbusters. And I was
okay.
And
that
he
was
looked
a good,
just like young Rick Moranis.
Yeah. That was a good, at Universal?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Ghostbusters one was probably one of their best.
Yeah. And it's like after a couple at Universal, you kind of go like, I get it. You like walk through and someone's going to pop out.
Yeah.
Like I'm not. It is jump scares, but like, I don't get that freaked out. But I know in LA, there's all these like weird pop-up haunted houses and usually like hay rides.
Oh, like the haunted hay ride. Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'm just seeing
drive-through experiences.
that you just...
Which you stay in your car and then I haven't been to any yet. I did get tickets for the Stranger Things drive-through experience.
Is that because you just liked Stranger Things?
I like Stranger Things, but also I'm like, I just want something to look forward to. I just need something that will give me some sort of joy.
Some just nugget of Halloween.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything.
I hope it's better for you than I'm expecting. Because like, it feels like, what am I going through a Halloween museum in a car?
Yeah.
Like, are people going to throw themselves in front of the car?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like, I want someone to pop up in my backseat.
Yeah, right.
And like, have me be like, oh, motherfucker.
Like, full on the way Michael got Annie in the first movie. Yeah.
Because it's like, I just can't imagine it being that scary. And I really wonder what people are doing to make these things come to life. Because, I mean, there's just so much culture around Halloween. Yeah. Some people go crazy for it and not having it. I mean, there are full-on protests in cities of people refusing to, like, not...
Trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treat. In my hometown, I've been seeing... Which is funny because, like, there's a lot of people who I'm like, oh, I guess we don't talk politics and I don't think of you as, like, a Republican Trump person. But... like, this is where they draw the line. Like, of all that's like...
not my candy.
Yeah, that they're, you know, maybe they're somewhere moderate, but they're like, enough is enough.
That's it.
And it's like, I don't know. It feels like I can't think of a holiday more super spready than one where your kids go put their boogery hands in a bowl that's shared by other kids to grab candy. And then you come home and you're like, I'll sort out the candy, which means, you know, take all the good ones.
Take all the Snickers and the Reese's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're like touching the germs. It's just...
it doesn't seem great.
But then it's also like, that fucking sucks for kids.
It does. I mean, it's so exciting as a kid when you get to do that.
And like, it's such a big deal what your Halloween costume is. And that's not even just a kid thing. I feel like months ago, my boyfriend and I, Andy, we started talking about, because we did a fun, it wasn't really a couple's costume last year, but it was like, he did Freddie Mercury and I did David Bowie.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was fun. So very early in the year, we were like, what are we going to do this year? And now it's October, and we don't even know, because we're like, who cares?
Okay, so this is another movie that you probably haven't seen. However, it is the best meme of inspiration for a couple's costume ever. I'm sure you haven't seen Pet Sematary.
No.
Oh, God. Oh, then you're not going to understand how epic it is. But for those of you who have seen it, so the costume is one person goes as Gage, the little boy, and the other person goes as a truck.
Oh my God. I don't even get the reference.
You know
that's
why.
So
you
cute.
Know why.
I mean.
Okay. So there's this cute, angelic little sweet boy, and they move to this new beautiful house, but there's a road real close to it. And well, this angelic boy, he just ran out in the road a little.
Oh no.
Little
I thought
far.
He liked trucks.
Oh no. And then all you see is his little foot still in the shoe in the middle of the street.
Oh my God. Anyway,
so Pet Sematary.
It's the Wicked Witch.
Oh my God. I can't believe. So Pet Sematary is basically, long story short, it's like a Native American burial spot where if you go like beyond the woods and through a path into the place you're not supposed to go to, if you bury something there, it comes back. But it comes back not normal.
Not normal.
Yeah.
That's what a pet cemetery is, and what I assume the movie.
Yeah. And so the kid wind up burying the kid there. And oh, he comes back. He's the best child actor. He is brilliant. This little angelic kid is just stabbing people in the heel. Oh, it's so good. Don't watch that. You'll hate it.
I guess we can never do that for the show now. We've spoiled it. But
oh, no. Can you edit that out?
No. Keep it. Are you kidding?
Do you know how many more movies you have to watch?
I know. There's not enough time in the world.
There's not enough time in the world.
We're taking us a whole year to get through the Harry Potter franchise. Like, we'll be...
Oh,
there's
wow.
a lot of people who I think don't realize... And that's why I think it's also good that we're, like, interjecting these episodes, is because I think we've been doing Harry Potter so long that everyone thinks we're just a Harry Potter podcast.
Oh.
Which would be fun, and there's plenty of those.
I'm sure, yeah.
But it's like, no, it's anything that has, like, a cult following or a nerd culture. We want to, like, that one of us hasn't seen... But
right.
Man, I really thought Pet Sematary, I know this not to be true because I can think of the way that Pet Sematary is spelled and be like, well, that's not.
It's spelled wrong. Yeah.
Well, yes. But hearing the name Pet Sematary, I've always just been like, so it's like a bunch of dead animals or like.
Well, you know, other things happen.
I mean. You guys know, whoever's listening to this probably already knows. You're probably already a fan of
that
movie.
Yeah, if you're a horror nerd, like you've definitely seen it.
Yeah.
Not the remake, though. The new one was crap. Sorry if you liked it. Fuck. But it was one of those things where, you know, they remake it and I'm just like, if you all died in a fire, I wouldn't care. Like, I don't like any of you.
Rarely is a remake even remotely good.
Right. I mean, technically it's a book, so it's not like they're remaking a movie. It was initially a book. It's a Stephen King book.
Yeah.
But some of the, you know, visions of it just don't stick.
The book was better.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You ever read it?
A long time ago. After the movie scared the shit out of me.
I'll conquer it through
and
the book.
I couldn't get through it. I was too scared. No, I was very traumatized by that movie.
Honestly, the ability to write a movie that's horror for some reason, not a movie, a book, excuse me. The ability to write a book that's horror and really get people scared, that is almost more impressive to me. Because
yeah.
You're able to...
to create that world in your imagination.
Yeah, to really convey that whole world.
Yeah.
Stephen King is fucking just a G. He's brilliant.
G.
Man. So there's no theme parks. You're going to try Stranger Things.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to see how it goes.
Do you get nostalgic for anything watching Stranger Things? Or is that a little bit before
Yeah, because it's very 80s. Like,
it is 80s.
The score, everything. It's very kind of like when it first came out, I remember explaining it to someone as, okay, it's like the X-Files meets Goonies meets Lost Boy. I don't know. There's everything crazy in it that is wonderful about 80s horror, but it's made, obviously it's current. So like,
it's so vivid.
It's so vivid and it shot so well. And
yeah. That upside down.
The upside down is so cool.
It's a really good show.
It's very, very good. Do you know, so this was, I don't know, last time they had, back to Harry Potter for just like 1 second.
It always comes back to
Harry. I know it does. But one of the last times I went to Universal Studios, it was for Gay Days and I was there. They were doing a show and
Gay Days?
They do. They had a Gay Days. I think they do it every year. I'm not sure.
Every day was Gay Day at Universal Studios.
Hello. Well, at Disney, they definitely do it every year.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about Universal. I think so. But anyway, so they had like some drag performers out. So I went with Pandora Box from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yay.
And Pandora does a number as Hermione. And so we were like, oh, this is going to be perfect to do Hermione at Universal Studios. And the wonderful thing was, is they gave us a pass to like kind of walk throughout the park.
Whoa.
So we walked to the Harry Potter land with her as Hermione. It was so much fun, but we could not get from point A to point B. Like, everybody stopped her and wanted a picture.
Really?
It was crazy. And so finally I was like, we have to go. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Like, I had to like drag her into the line. So we rode the ride. We got a, see what I did there? Drag. So we rode the ride with her as Hermione and it was so much fun.
That's amazing.
I'll send you the pictures. It's so silly.
Because you know what I heard at Disney? If you show up in a costume of a Disney character, they won't let you in.
Yeah, you can't.
They're like, no, we have
only cast members. Yeah.
That like-
but granted, she was hired as a performer.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
I, for some reason, didn't realize she was hired. I thought you were just, of course she was hired.
They were putting
it's
on
gay
the show.
Days
yeah.
At
so
Universal
they hired
Studios.
A bunch of the queens.
A bunch
to
of drag queens. Yeah. No, I just.
Yeah.
It's late. I got to refocus. I'm taking a sip of my beverage.
Have some caffeine.
That's right. Listen, you guys, we got a whole Halloween movie to get through. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Goodbye. All right. We are back, kicking off talking about Halloween 2.
Okay, I do have to tell you something, though. When we cut to break, you're like, I'll be right back. You never say that in a horror film, because if you say I'll be right back, you're not going to make
no.
it. That's that they made that very clear in the Scream movies. I'm just saying.
I should know that. That's one of the few franchises I did watch.
Right.
I will say I know full well, like I could delude myself into thinking that, you know, in a horror situation, maybe I would be the hero. Absolutely not. Like when people are like, they're like, oh, if I was out there, I'm a warrior. And like whatever in various situations, they'll like go back in time and kill Hitler. And like, no, I'm weak and I'm scared. And I know that.
At best, you'd be I can hide until it's over because I'm small.
Yeah, right, that works.
But even then, it's like that would require me being quiet, and that's not going to fucking happen.
Yeah, you're dead.
Like I'm done.
You're not going to make it.
I talk in my sleep. Like,
but you could probably out-talk the killer to the point where he's like, oh my God, whatever, and just moves on.
They just leave. Like, oh, I can't fucking stand you. I would still be talking with like a knife in my stomach. It's like, you know, it doesn't really feel good. I got to say, this is very painful.
But why am I picturing Jason Voorhees leaving you at a Waffle House?
Because I have a pattern of the men in my life.
Oh my God. I hope everybody knows her joke about that because it's so funny.
About my dad who left me in a Waffle House. I think most of the listeners at this point know.
Probably.
That would be so funny. He's just exhausted and he's like, ugh.
He's like, oh my God, just take some syrup and shut up.
He's just like pulls his mask back down. He's like, I'm out of here. That's the thing is I think I never would have been in danger of being kidnapped because like, not that anyone was trying to kidnap me. I wasn't that cute. But, like, had I been born to a very wealthy family where I could have been, like, a ransom kid, I don't know if that's really a thing.
I would have kidnapped you.
Yeah, for five. You think I talk a lot now?
When you were a kid? Oh, my God.
Like, my parents, I think, wanted to kill me. No wonder my dad left. Like, honestly, exhausting. I've hung out with an 8-year-old girl once. And I was like, oh, it's probably too worse much. Than this. Yeah. It's a lot. Anyway.
Okay, so back to Halloween
too. So we come back, and it's just like I said.
It's a continuation. You were right. You were so right.
All right, look, I'm not going to lie to you guys. A patron on the live viewing might have spoiled that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you were trying to take credit.
No, here's the thing.
Oh, wow.
One of our patrons, Eric, was watching along live with me because we did a live watch along for the first one.
Yeah.
And I can't read tone in these chats. So he did say that, but I didn't, I'm not really paying attention all the time to like, I'm trying to pay attention to the chat, but trying to pay attention to the movie. So I come back. So it was one of those things where I was like, maybe it's a joke or maybe like, I wasn't sure that he was serious because there've been times where he says things that are very funny and very sarcastic and they're not at all serious. So I said that and I was going to tell you guys either way. But I wanted to, like, have that moment.
I appreciate your honesty.
I can't lie. It's a problem.
Wow.
Is it a problem? I don't know.
So if you were, like, hiding and the serial killer came in, you'd be like, hey, I'm hiding over here.
I'm sorry. I was hiding. I would come out and be like, I'm sorry.
I've been here the whole time.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't. I just need you to know that I'm here.
And also, I don't run very fast. So,
can you just make it quick?
Oh, my God.
Fuck. So it is Halloween. And yeah. It's like, we know that they kind of replay a little bit of the ending where like Michael falls off the balcony, so all of a sudden he's missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We see him kind of a few yards over, sort of, you know, sauntering like through the yard.
Clearly still in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
But he's upright and he's walking around like he just didn't get shot.
Yeah.
You know,
like he's recovering pretty nicely. Yeah. He sneaks into a kitchen and steals a knife from an elderly couple.
There's an elderly couple, and she's using a butcher knife to cut a ham sandwich or whatever.
Like, you see the back of her because she's watching the TV with her husband in the room, like she heard an announcement or something. Oh, Jesus Christ.
The dog just came in and
oh, God.
Oh.
The dog just went through the lights. Hold on.
The dog just straight up tried to serial kill us.
Oh, my God. That was fucking terrifying.
That is my Doberman, Raphael. Named after a Ninja Turtle, because why wouldn't you be? And the one thing that I will say about Michael Myers is in the first one, very sad, very tragic. He killed a German Shepherd. Totally not cool, Michael. But in the second one, there's a Doberman. And guess what? He doesn't kill the Doberman. So I'm just saying.
He respects the Doberman. The Doberman survives if he's a good boy.
And
where are you? Right
also now? In like Halloween, is it 5 or 6? There's another Doberman who also does not die.
So he's just racist saying. Against German Shepherds.
Apparently.
Fair, yeah. I guess. Take back the power. we see there's like a sandwich, a very like pretty basic make at home sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And a giant butcher knife.
Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, well, that's convenient.
Which he just takes the knife and the old lady turns around and discovers knife missing blood
on the
right
sandwich.
After seeing a news report of like a killer.
Right.
And so it is kind of funny. You see this old lady in like a pink robe, just a very cartoonish.
And the curlers. And she's like, ah! And then the teenage girl next door hears it. And she's like, she's on the phone. She doesn't call the cops, mind you. She's on the phone with like her friend or whatever.
Yeah, she like is talking to her friend gossiping. She's like, I don't know. The neighbor's like yelling.
I don't know what about. And then Matt, like,
she's
why?
Like, she was kind of making fun of her husband. So maybe he's just like hitting her. Like,
yeah,
what?
I know. Maybe he's just, maybe it's just spousal abuse. I'm like, sure it's fine.
She's like, whatever.
There are a lot of like asshole teenagers in this series. I'm not going to lie.
I know. Part of me is like, well, some of you could die.
Some of you maybe. I won't miss you.
Yeah. And she's on the phone. And then I think the person on the phone is like, oh, you've heard that there's like a killer.
A killer on the loose.
It's all over the radio. So she turns on the radio. And as she turns on the radio, you see behind her, fucking classic. At this point, this is what Michael Myers does. The door like opens and you just see him fucking like.
And you just see like the mask kind of like appear out of the shadows, which is like, the coolest part.
What the fuck? He comes in, kills her.
Mm. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry about it.
And we cut over to.
Like, so Loomis is back.
That's right.
You know, Loomis has to take care of his patient, you know.
Absolutely. And he's like in hot pursuit. Like he's already talked to the cops and he's like, look. We need to like treat this like he is definitely still out there.
Mm-hmm.
I know this guy. We cannot rest until
he's like
we
COVID.
Find him.
He's not going away.
No, he will never leave.
Nope.
No amount of masks will stop him.
We'll stop him. He may be wearing one, but he will still kill you.
Yeah, he will. It will not save you.
Yeah,
not even a little bit.
You can go to the hospital and you're not safe there either. Because
I mean, that's like the whole movie
where we wind up. Yeah,
yeah. So Lori's at the hospital. We know Lori's obviously like the main character, the one that got away. The one that got away.
The stubborn teenager who refuses to get killed.
She's, you know, the virgin.
Yeah, totally.
She's at the hospital and they're kind of showing her getting like, you know, I don't want to say tucked in, but checked in.
Checked in and treated.
There's like a male nurse or something. What is Jimmy?
Jimmy, well, I guess.
EMT?
An orderly or an EMT? Well, I think, I don't really know. EMT orderly, something
rather. Male hospital figure who is like kind of got the hots for her.
An attractive male hospital figure, like he said.
An employee at the hospital.
Who's like, oh, wow, this chick just came in and she's clearly traumatized and she's also sedated. Damn, she's cute.
Yeah, like, it's like, what? Oh, she's a victim.
You're not creepy at all.
Let me swoop in.
I know.
And so Dr. Loomis has the sheriff and, you know, cops out like on alert looking for this guy in a mask.
Which it's Halloween, so anyone could be in a mask.
Yeah. And then like they're walking down the street and they see a guy who's in a similar outfit.
About his build, similar outfit.
I will say I noticed that the hair was different.
Yeah.
Slightly.
It definitely. But I guess like when they're in panic mode, they just want to kill anything that looks like Michael. You know?
Very true. Yeah. But it's also so funny because like, at this point, I'm like, well, what was that costume? Like,
yeah, I know.
Are you just a shitty William Shatner? Like, why are you wearing garage overalls in that mask?
Right.
Like,
right.
Because it's like, that's a Michael costume. That's,
yeah.
Now.
Well, maybe he just got off work at the body shop and, you know,
threw on a mask.
Was like running to a party.
I'll just put on a mask.
I'll just put on a mask and I'll just say that I'm William Shatner fixing cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a like a car pun, but I
in space. Ah,
see? We did it. Who needs
there
a
we
pun?
Go.
In
Who
space
needs a
is
pun?
Better. So another cop car comes like speeding up as this guy. They start chasing him, and he kind of stumbles out into the road. And another car comes and like crashes
just
into
whack.
This guy and yeah. like pins him to I think a dumpster or something, and it like catches on fire.
Yeah.
Like, he goes into flames and this guy's like burning alive. And
yeah.
We don't know if this is Michael at this point. Like, the cops are like, oh, is it him? And it's like,
they want
he has
it
a
to
mask
be him,
on,
but
it's melting to his face. It's like, you're not going to know by looking at him at this point.
Right.
If you didn't know before. But also, I was confused if that sheriff, like, lost control. I mean, not the sheriff, the cop that hit him, or was he like, there
well,
he
the
is.
Well, the cop may have very well thought, oh, that's him. I'm going to get him.
Sounds very cop-like to just go, it looks like the suspect. I better
like
kill him.
I'm just going to assume it is.
They have the same shirt. Like
they're breathing air like the other guy does.
Motherfucker.
So,
well, yeah. And then the sheriff goes to the scene of the crimes we saw last movie, and they're taking a body out, and that's when he finds out it was his daughter.
Oh. Sad.
Yeah. So he like pulls back the sheet and it's his daughter and he's like obviously fucked up about it. And he's like, I have to go home and tell my wife before somebody else tells her before she finds out.
Right.
Way. And another cop's like, the deputy is like, dude, just go. You're done. Go home.
Yeah.
We will handle this.
Yeah.
So this new deputy, Gary, is, he's like in charge of helping Dr. Loomis corral this man.
Right.
And so then we really like get into the hospital stuff. So apparently Michael, like,
oh, maybe Jimmy, was he the paramedic who drove Lori? Maybe. I don't, maybe that's the connection. I don't remember where Jimmy came from.
I can't remember if he drove her in. I think he must have because he's like came into a room with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
yeah. Because she was like, can I ride in the front? That's right. At the very beginning of this, or now I can't remember if it's at the beginning of this, at the end of Halloween 1.
Well, she says at the end, or at the end of Halloween 2, she says, can I ride in the front?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're all mashing together.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what happens when you watch them.
Shouldn't have like, done this so back to back. But anyway.
We shouldn't have had Cheesecake Factory because then our brains were like, oh, carbs.
Look,
done.
You guys, we ordered Cheesecake Factory to celebrate the fact that we were alive.
Yeah, you know what? We sure did. We sure shit did.
I had a chicken sandwich. It wasn't cheesecake, but there is a gluten-free, sugar-free cheesecake in the fridge for after this that we were going to share that I might abandon. Do I have guilt around food? Absolutely. I have some sort of problem.
I'll give your abandoned cheesecake a home.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are a good person. Hero.
I know.
Among all of us.
I know.
So
I know.
There's Michael basically gets wind of the fact that obviously like Laura's being transported to a hospital. I assume in this town there's only like the hospital.
Yeah.
It seems like it's like the town hospital.
The place where Michael, for being locked away in a mental asylum for so long, is pretty savvy. Yeah, figures out like, how to drive. He figures out how to get all the shit he needs.
It's like, how did he learn all this stuff locked up?
Maybe if you're pure evil, you just know shit.
Maybe we need to think about whether or not we should be letting prisoners read. I'm just kidding. maybe just sit in your cell and think about what you've done for 20 years.
Oh, my God.
please don't come for me, prisoners. Do they
prison
get podcasts?
Reformers?
Probably. Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know anymore, but free the people who have marijuana charges or whatever I'm supposed to say.
Amen.
But for real, like, come on. We are Michael Myers is out on the street and we're putting away
people for a joint.
Tommy for a joint. Yeah. I don't know. I just made up a name. I feel like Tommy sounded stonery to me.
Yeah. Like Cheech and Chong. That's very stonery.
Oh yeah. That is his name.
Good job.
I'm so smart.
You're an inner stoner.
I really am.
Okay, so Michael gets to the hospital.
Cuts the phone lines, and he, like, fucks
messes
up all the
cars up. Yeah.
He's, like, pulling out, you know, like, the fucking making the oil leak and slashing tires. And then it's into the halls. Look, he's...
Right, the security guards aren't going to make it.
Yeah, the thing is, like, he's clearly looking for Lori.
Yeah.
But at that point in the movie, I am like, what?
You're like, why is he so hung up on this
obsession?
Girl?
I'm still like, is it just because she was in your yard? Is this the ultimate, like, stay off my lawn? Like, she's, let it go.
Michael is actually Clint Eastwood from, what is the get off my lawn? What?
Fuck.
What is that movie called? Oh my
I
God, I'm
know.
Having a senior moment.
I'm not going to know any movie titles.
Get
I'm
off
fucking...
my lawn. What is that movie called? Oh my God.
I confused Peg Bundy earlier with Alice and Janney. So
yeah, that's bad. That's really bad.
And I realized that and I was like, I'm just going to blow past that in my mind and not bring it back up. And here we are. None of you guys were here for that conversation. The point is, it seems weird, but he's obviously like killing people left and right.
Yeah.
But
he can't seem to get the one person he actually wants to kill.
No, there's like a nurse couple that are like fucking and for some reason there's
in the
hot
like
tubs.
Hydrotherapy.
I guess that's what
pool
it is.
Thing. It's a hot tub.
Is anyone who listened to this a doctor or a nurse? Can anyone confirm if any of those exist in hospitals? Because
I feel like they
must.
Did like I don't know. I mean, you've seen Ratched, the new series,
yeah.
Which is really great.
And that's where they
so
do
they have a lot of hydrotherapy in there. I think it. I guess it really was a thing that they did back then.
So interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what those rooms became.
Yeah, but it was fun watching you watch that scene because you're like, oh God, her face is going to be melted off, isn't it? And I'm like,
yeah,
well.
He's like dunking her and I'm like, oh God.
Spoiler alert. Yes. Yes, it is.
Like, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So he's basically just killing anyone in his path.
That's what he does.
Jimmy and then the nurse who's kind of overseeing her, Jill, start searching the hospital for Lori, who's like,
she like put a bunch of pillows in her bed knowing that Michael would come in and try to stab her. So Michael stabs the pillows thinking it's her, but no, she got up. She's running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I think the dream she had was actually before she got up and running. Cause she was laying in bed. And
oh yeah, yeah.
She's laying in bed and she has this dream that didn't really make sense at the time.
Oh, right. Forgot about the dream.
She's with some woman who goes, "I'm not your real mother." And then you sort of see her in this like almost Catholic church looking thing. Like she's standing there. I assume it's her. It's like a little girl holding a stuffed animal. And she looks over and in the like prayer window, she sees this boy who's like maybe a little bit older than her. And I was thinking like, okay, that must be Michael, but I still didn't get it. And they showed like little blood droplets. It was very bizarre.
Mm.
All I gathered from it was like, okay, so maybe she was adopted. That person's not her mother. What does any of this mean?
Yeah.
Well, is Michael her mother?
Well, the math makes sense if you think about it, because so in the first one, Michael kills this, Judith when he's six.
Yes.
Right. So, and then he was in the hospital for 15 years.
15 years.
So
I guess he's 21. 21. Which,
so if she's in high school, she's got to be what, like 17, 18?
So
the most
they're close in age.
So he's obviously the older
a little
brother.
Bit older.
So she was like a baby. She was a little baby when he was six.
I get that. At the point that they had the dream, I didn't understand that they were siblings, but it does get revealed.
Yeah.
Which we'll touch on a little bit more later.
Yeah.
But it was just the sort of like, clearly this wouldn't be inserted for no reason. But then, yeah, he goes in and thinks he finds a room and he starts stabbing multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And having watched him stab so many people already, yeah, you would think that after the first stab, he'd be like, this isn't what this body feels like.
I know, right? Gee, this is a little softer than I'm used to.
But she's fucking hobbling around the hospital.
She knows at this point that he doesn't stop. He's not going to stop.
No.
Like, there's no killing him. She knows at this point that she just has to keep running.
Absolutely. So she's running. Jimmy and the other nurse are looking for her. Jimmy finds this other head nurse it was a spider. I killed one of your spirit animals.
Oh, how am I? Ow, it hurt me. It's all right. I've got a snake right behind you.
Well, you're lost. Yeah, he finds some head nurse with like an backwards. It was almost like one of the things that you do to draw blood, but just open like, and she's bled out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he's like, oh, my God. He turns to run. I think this is cartoonish. He slips on the blood and fucking conks his head out.
She's like, whoa, might as well have been a like, banana peel.
Yeah, literally. It's like, come on. Also, you're a paramedic. This should be like 101.
Like, you didn't think that blood on a ceramic floor or whatever it is would be slippery?
You haven't like been through this.
I know.
So we cut back to Loomis, who's now headed toward the hospital. No, he's not headed to the hospital. Someone comes up and is like, hey, there's been word that he's at a local elementary school.
Oh, right.
That's right. So they sort of set off in the wrong direction. Really,
which
quick.
Is silly because it's like, why would you not know that wherever Lori is, that's where Michael's going to be?
Yeah. Well, and it's like they're interviewing these young, like, teen boys who are looking
never trust
for their,
a young teen boy.
Well, they're looking for their friend Ben. And they're like, oh, he was in a mask and he was really drunk. And he's like, hopefully it turns out.
Ben's not going to prom with Lori anymore. That's for sure.
Now she'll never go to the dance.
Well, like, I mean, Jimmy wants to take her, clearly.
I mean, yeah. That's also like, okay, Jimmy works at a hospital.
Jimmy's got to be a lot older.
I think you're over 18,
creep.
Jimmy.
I know. I don't think you're going to the high school dance, Jimmy.
Fucking weirdo.
I know.
So apparently, like, through Loomis's, like, you know, rooting through information, he finds out that Michael maybe is involved in some sort of, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's satanic. There's conversation around why, and there's a little, like, I guess, theoretical throwing around of, like, why will he not die?
Right.
Because he, like, Loomis keeps emphasizing, you know, I shot him 6 times. Like, right. He's an animal.
He is the boogeyman.
Because someone's like, you're acting like he's an animal. And he's like, he's something.
Yeah.
For sure. And then Marion Chambers, who is his colleague from back at the hospital, shows up and she's like, you have to go back to Smith's Grove, which is the mental institution, because the governor ordered it.
Yeah, it's the enforcement of a U.S. Marshal.
Yeah, like the laws forcing him to go, which I don't understand. I think this was just some sort of way to write this guy having to like have more of a struggle. I just don't understand why a governor would be ordering him.
Psychiatrist. Because he might not have jurisdiction.
I guess that makes sense. He's not a cop. This is like, also when he goes, I treated him for this many years, like, you're a psychiatrist, which this just proves my theory that psychologists are the craziest of all of us.
Sure.
That this man is now like hunting another man.
I know.
And it's like,
well, but he in this particular case isn't wrong. I mean,
I know. And he kind of feels like I know him so well. And you guys are going to try to maybe have empathy or whatever. And like, this is a serious danger.
But I think a perfect example of that is when, so they all meet up and then Loomis shoots Michael, right? And then the security guard is like, oh, well, he's dead. I can go near him. And Loomis is like, no, don't go near him. And the guy's like, he's dead. He's not breathing anymore.
Yeah, like nobody fucking listens to this guy.
No one listens to Loomis. And then guess what happens to the security guard? He bites the bullet.
He gonna motherfucking die.
He motherfucking dies.
And we'll get more into the like meaty, juicy what goes on at the hospital when Loomis arrives and shit really starts hitting the fan right after a break. Before we go to the break, this part was en route to the hospital, on the way to the hospital. They're in a car. He's basically got the marshal, by the way. He pulls out a gun and puts him at gunpoint. He's like, go to the hospital instead of driving him back to the psych ward, which to me, the U.S. Marshal's probably thinking like, oh, this is why a man's been ordered to go back to a psych ward.
Oh, that's right. It was the marshal. You're right.
But he's like, what do I have to lose besides my job, I guess.
Yeah. Well, little do you know, you're about to lose your life, buddy.
And that is where Marion, his colleague, tells him that there was a record that was sealed. And he's like, I know everything. And that's when she reveals, actually,
like, no, it's a super secret sealed record.
Which is just crazy. Like, so Lori was Michael's little sister.
Yeah.
And so she was like a baby.
Strokes adopt her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People adopted her and they had the family had asked to have her record sealed.
To protect her. Yeah.
What's weird is like, she was very young. So it was like, she doesn't even know this happened.
She wouldn't remember.
And they don't say what happened to the parents. We just know that the parents are dead.
They say the parents die. It's not even directly implied but it wouldn't be Michael because he's in the insane asylum.
Because he's in an insane asylum. So I don't know if that is, and no spoilers. I don't know if that's a thing that will ever come up later or if it's just like, and that's the way it was, and it's a fact to move the plot. But so now we know, she doesn't know, but we know, okay, this is his sister. But also, what is his fucking obsession with killing family? I mean, I get it with some of my family, but
don't we all get it? Really?
Anyway, we'll be right back. We're back. So we left off. Loomis is on his way. Lori's still fucking running around the hospital trying to hide from Michael. He's killed the nurse Jill and he's on like a chase, a very slow chase because he
doesn't run. He's too cool.
Clambers around and yet still manages to catch up to people, which I find. That is the part. Never mind that he won't die. How are you finding everybody?
Well, once he gets in a good stab, they start to slow down, you know?
That's true. Maybe he's also like a shark and he can smell their blood.
Yeah, probably. I mean, hey, sharks are good. Sharks are nice. Don't be mean to sharks. I like sharks.
Dunna.
Dunna. Dunna. I love the movie Jaws, but that movie is also bullshit because there's no such thing as a rogue shark. Thank you. That I will get
PSA.
Off my soapbox now.
Stop killing sharks.
The more you know. Da-na-na-na.
Tell that to, I wish I knew the name of that surfer who had her arm bit off. That would have been a fun line.
Oh, I don't remember.
But you're not that memorable. You know who is? Every shark I've ever met.
Fuck.
Jaws. I know his name.
You're so dumb.
I know. Anyway, Jamie Lee Curtis, Lori.
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Somehow makes her way through a series of what seems like not medically up to code rooms that are
not
hoarding
at all,
things.
And it's all dark and
she's
like,
in like a weird closets where it seems like they have like files hoarded, and somehow manages to get out a window and she gets out to the parking lot.
Yeah,
and like climbs into a car and she's like under the window, hiding behind the car, like in the car.
Yeah. And it won't start, of course.
Yeah. Because it wouldn't start. And then out comes Jimmy.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God, Jimmy is coming. He gets in the car, but he's like
so out of it.
He doesn't even notice her there. And he's like,
He just took a pretty nasty head spill from that blood though.
Yeah. So he's for sure got a concussion.
Yeah.
And he's trying to start the car and it's not starting. It's not and turning she's, over. She's like, Jimmy, hurry.
He's like, what? I'm gonna get you out of here. And then he passes out.
Yeah. Head first, by the way,
on the horn, which is like, hi, we're over here. Come get us.
And it's like, well, so much for fucking hiding. Men. Honestly.
Ugh.
Like, you can't even die correctly? Come on.
I know. You can't even die without harassing a woman?
Slunch to the side or something. Have some respect.
You know?
It's like, as his last dying move, it's to help her get killed.
Basically. And all he wanted to do was have sex with her.
He never will. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. So she's not starting the car. And then she sees the marshal's car pull up.
Yeah.
Far across the parking lot, but it's like right near the entrance. And she kind of like flings herself out of the car, and the marshal and Dr. Loomis and Marion are like rushing into the hospital. I hated this part. She's like on the ground and it was very
she can't
like
get out the help me scream in
yeah,
time.
Yeah, like Rose in Titanic when she's like, oh.
but you're not freezing in the water, so why can't you scream? But she was heavily sedated. They said that she had a reaction to the drugs.
So remember, she was on stuff.
They go to find the doctor. Like, doctor, she had a reaction. The doctor is totally dead in his office.
Yeah, he's got like a fucking thing
in front
eye.
Of a fish tank. Like, why a fish tank?
Mm. Yeah, it's like, what are you doing?
Why is a fish tank?
At a hospital.
Is that sanitary?
No, probably not. God. So they get inside and she, once the door closes behind them, she lets
then
out a
she's
full
like,
scream.
Hey, I'm over here. I know.
What's like, why don't you just fucking light off a flare so Michael can find you, dipshit.
Or just like set up a sign that says family reunion this way.
Yeah, it's like, oh, brother.
Where art thou?
Where art thou?
Why did she just turn into Juliet, though?
I don't know.
That was weird. Okay.
Because she's on several medications.
That's true. That's true. She doesn't know what year it is.
So like, she's afraid of Michael. She sees him. She runs toward the hospital.
Where Michael probably is.
Yeah. By the way, passes the car of the deputy or the marshal, which like in my mind, it's like, well, you just saw that
she
could
have gone
runs.
In there and driven away in it. Yeah.
But instead she starts banging on the hospital door like, let me in.
Let me back in where the killer is.
Fucking idiot.
But she thinks Loomis is going to protect her again, which he did in the first one.
That's fair. She gets in, gets over to him, and then this is where it happens. It was the marshal who.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I skipped a little bit before. But yeah.
Well, because there was a security guard who was like.
There was another guy. Yeah. Yeah.
At the beginning,
he totally
and he just
ate
was
it.
Like, we got somebody do something.
That guy. Yeah.
Killed.
Yeah. If you're security or you're a cop, you're not going to survive Michael Myers. You're just not.
No, it's just he hates his family and apparently law enforcement.
Well.
What can you do? We get it a little.
What can you do?
Yeah, so Michael comes in as this marshal is like, hey, enough is enough. You need to come with me, Loomis. Loomis fucking saves his ass by gunning down Michael again.
Again.
But then
you should
like,
get like a rewards car, like a rewards
the
card.
The 10th
like,
one, does he die?
The 10th one, yeah. You shoot 9 times and get the 10th one an
free?
Actual kill.
Yeah.
I don't know.
10th kill.
Yeah, at least give him an ice cream cone.
I know. Give him something. I mean,
geez,
it's also like,
poor man.
He's got a fucking, how many bullets does that little pistol hold? I mean, we do find out later that's a problem.
Yeah.
But then the marshal doesn't listen and he goes over and he's like, he stopped breathing.
He's dead. It's fine. I can be right on top of him and nothing's going to happen.
And immediately.
Well, guess what?
Boop, dead.
Boop. Yeah.
So it's so, so fucked. It becomes like another fucking chase scene.
Which you have to have.
Of course. They end up like running through the hospital. They get into like an operating room. Loomis gets stabbed.
He does, which is like, and the look on his face is, oh no, Loomis isn't going to make it.
Yeah. But then,
and Lori's just in the corner. But before he got stabbed, though, Loomis put the gun in front of Lori, so Lori had the gun.
That's right.
Yeah,
because he had two guns. He had a Marshall's gun, and
yeah,
because he that's when his gun didn't fire. Yeah. That's right. He holds out his gun to Michael, and like that's how he gets stabbed. Right. He tries to shoot him,
but the one he gave Lori actually fired.
Actually fires. Yeah.
Yeah. And she shoots him, and it, like, this girl, I don't know what kind of military training she has, but in the first one, she stabbed him in the eye with the coat hanger. I'm like, how did you get, that's some good aim, girl.
Yeah, she fires two shots, and he's clearly blinded.
He's blinded, because, like, blood starts, which is a really cool effect. I think it looks really cool. The way, like,
out of the mask.
So it's like
blood,
he starts, like, crying blood, basically.
Yeah.
And he clearly can't see, so he just kind of, he has the scalpel in his hand. He's just kind of, like, stabbing the air.
He's, like, slashing around in the dark. But still in this sauntering thing where it's like, in my mind, if that just happened and you were a psychopath, you'd be like raging. But he still is like, I'm almost like, he also have arthritis? Like, he's moving
he's
so
slowly.
He's
not the fastest. Yeah, he's not the fastest.
He's just like.
Well, maybe evil is heavy.
Maybe
don't know.
The weight of being a demon
could be
is just bearing him down.
I mean, I don't know what kind of physical therapy he got in the mental institution, but maybe
they kept him in a cage.
Is that a word? Maybe. Maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah. So he's not the fastest, but then, so Loomis comes too.
Yeah. Which, like, what's so crazy is that, like, for someone like Michael, who's so good at catching up to people who get far away,
yeah,
no sense of direction as soon as he couldn't see.
Well, like, he is a man. Men don't ask for directions.
That's very true. And he's just slashing around. Yes, Loomis comes too.
Mm-hmm. And he, so Loomis kind of sees the opportunity for Lori to get, he yells at Lori to get out of the room. But right before he does that, he starts turning on, what were they, like nitrous tanks?
Like, they're ether tanks.
Ether tanks. Okay.
If someone who knows about 70s hospitals.
Yeah, why would they have those in there?
Could send us a tweet or a message somewhere. I don't understand why there was a room full of gas.
These tanks, yeah.
I mean, is ether what they used to, like, put people under with? Or is it what they put people under with? Like, it was all of basically these tanks.
It was something. I'm sure there's a reason for it.
There's gotta be.
I'm just not very medically savvy.
Yeah, like.
You know,
I'm not a doctor.
I only went to 4 years of med school. I didn't finish, so I don't know everything.
If Nicole was here, she'd be like, "Well, I was pre-med."
She might know, right?
Yeah. So he literally opens these things,
mm-hmm.
waits for there to be sort of a safe window of the direction Michael's facing,
right? And when Lori's out of the room by now,
yeah, he literally just goes, "Run!"
Uh huh.
Lights a lighter.
Uh huh. Sacrificing.
Himself. Just.
Yeah. And you think that's the end of it.
But it's not. What? Michael comes out of the covered
on
in flames.
On fire.
Just
sauntering. Walking down the hall. Just, I'm still here.
Like.
He's like COVID. He just keeps coming back.
I just.
It is a cool effect. I mean, I feel bad for whoever the stuntman was. That doesn't look fun. But so he's like full on fire and he's coming down the hall towards.
That must have been so terrifying.
Right? Towards Lori. But eventually he does fall.
He like collapses.
The fire overcomes him and you see the mask kind of melt into his face.
Yeah. Which
so
is
you're like, oh, cool.
Ooh,
all right. It worked this time.
Into.
Yeah.
And then it's like, that's kind of the end. She's getting transferred to another hospital, I guess.
Yeah,
that's where she's like, can I ride in the front?
Yeah.
And according to our Wikipedia notes, in the television version, there's an extended ending where Lori finds Jimmy alive in the back of an ambulance. And I don't know if that has significance to any of the future movies.
And then they live happily ever after for a short time.
Yeah. And...
Yeah, but I mean, you know, and we'll see. I mean, obviously, we're not going to watch every single movie, but...
Well, apparently 3, by the way, has fucking nothing to do with
nothing
this
to
entire
do with it.
Franchise.
It should not have been called Halloween. It should have just been called Season of the Witch, because it doesn't... I mean, I really enjoy the movie, but it should have just stood alone. It shouldn't... Like, I think they didn't realize how much people love Michael Myers until that movie flopped so hard.
That they're like, oh, it's because people want Michael.
Right. And they also realize, oh, well, Donald Pleasance, who played Loomis, is also kind of a big part. Oh,
yeah. So maybe they're like, oh, we got to
try
to redeem him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which will they? We don't know.
Ooh.
I may know on accident.
Well, everyone else knows but you.
I know. Fucking. That is a surprise, yeah. Though, that, like, that's crazy to survive. But also, that's going to make his vendetta so much more.
Well, you think about it. Any time that they have, like, a huge franchise, and whether or not at this point they knew what an iconic franchise it would become, I don't know. But there's always, whenever they kill off the killer, there's always going to be a way to bring it back.
Because, there's some, you know, redemption.
Because they want to make another sequel because it's going to be a cash cow.
Absolutely. And what we're going to do is we're going to do H2O and then the new one.
Yeah.
And you said H2O acts as if none of...
No. So I'm almost wondering if we should watch the newest one next and then watch H2O. I'm not sure. It depends on how you feel. But so H2O happens 20 years later, but this new one is supposed to be like 40 years later, but it acts as if Halloween 4, 5, 6 H2O didn't happen.
Okay.
So it's a continuation. So where Halloween 2...
It's almost like an alternate ending.
In a way.
Or not ending. I don't know if there is an ending in any of the 4, 5, 6, but like...
I mean, I really...
Alternate future.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed the new one. I'm not going to lie. I really liked
it. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I liked H2O. I definitely enjoyed H2O, but this one is a little darker and it's a little like more badass.
Excited.
I don't know.
The thing with H2O is, are there crucial things in 5 and 6 that if I don't see those, I'll misunderstand in H2O? Like, should I...
Not really.
Watch those on my own or something?
Not really, because those have more to do with Tommy Doyle as a grown-up.
Oh, and Tommy Doyle does have to grow up eventually.
Who's played by Paul Rudd, who's super hot.
What?
Yeah.
That's who that little kid grows up to be?
And then, so it's kind of like Tommy's story. And then the other ones have to do with Michael's niece. So he goes after his little niece.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So
his
those
niece.
Don't really have much to do.
Which implies that somebody has a baby.
I mean.
I cannot believe Tommy Doyle grew up to be Paul. I might watch him just because I think Paul Rudd's hot.
He's so hot. I mean, you could definitely watch them. I don't. Yeah. I mean, I think the best are H2O and the newest one. And then we talked about Halloween Resurrection, which, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything.
That's fine.
But Jamie Lee Curtis is in it for a very short time. And the rest of the movie was not my favorite one.
Interesting.
So I mean, it's like, it's for shits and giggles. Why not?
But yeah, I feel you.
But they're not, that's not the one I would go to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have a little bit to think about it because we're going to not record for a few days at least. So we'll decide if we want to do H2O first or the new Halloween where they skip. That's cool that like, it also speaks to how beloved the franchise is that they
can just do that. You
Let's
can
just do an alternate ending and people will still tune in for it.
Pretend like 4 movies didn't happen. That's pretty dope.
And people are like, I'm on board for it.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah. I mean,
it
happens in franchises. Like
for sure, comic book ones too.
Totally.
Horror
like
movies.
There are people who won't acknowledge the second Nightmare on Elm Street because they think it was that bad. You know what I mean? Like it just.
That's so funny that people go like, no, I refuse to accept that.
We don't like that one. We're going to pretend like that didn't happen. Because you watch it and you're like, wait, what? This is not what I thought it was going to be.
God damn.
Yeah. But then the third one is fucking epic. So just depends.
Third time's a charm, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, you guys. It's
we
getting
did it.
Weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow Samantha at the Samantha Hale.
That's right.
She's amazing. She's hilarious. Her social media is super fun. You'll love it.
I've got a few clips of the actual Halloween houses on my Instagram. I go do them and make jokes in front of them.
Amazing. Verdict is still out on whether or not the Michael Myers house is officially up for rent, but I will be keeping an eye on
it. It's for lease. I was there not 3 weeks ago. It said for lease.
I'm going to drive by.
Let's all go with you.
It wasn't on Zillow and I'm pissed about it.
Unless someone just swooped it up. I don't know.
I mean, they might have because it's so iconic.
Yeah.
And people are also, I imagine there's more people in quarantine starting to get that idea of like, oh, why don't I just drive by the
I will say that, yeah, there's usually a couple people at the Halloween house, but only Michael's house. People don't seem to know about the other houses for whatever. I don't know why. And there's usually a couple people at the Nightmare on Elm Street house. And there's usually a couple people at the American Horror Story murder house because it's just a big, beautiful house.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What a life.
I know.
All right, you guys, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Leave a rating, leave a review. We've got more Halloween coming down the pipeline. Excuse me. As I'm getting choked
up. She has a demon in her throat.
Harry Potter will be back soon. If you like Bachelorette, we're also doing that. Those drop on Fridays. And I don't know. Join our Facebook group, Fellowship of the Filthy Nerds. It's fun chatter in there. And if you want to support the podcast with money, we got a Patreon, patreon.com/2filthynerds. You can watch podcasts live and other fun stuff. So until next time, good evening. And don't forget to lock your door. God save us all. Michael's going to kill us in our sleep.
He'll still get in.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.